starting with national news. Two serious road accidents on Tuesday evening, one near Hochscheid and another in Rosspor, left five people injured and temporarily disrupted traffic in both areas. At around 5 p.m, two cars collided head-on near the sport hotel Levec. The exact circumstances of the accident have yet to be determined, but rescue services have confirmed that four people were taken to hospital after the crash. A collision involving a car and a lorry occurred in Rosspor shortly after. One person was injured in the accident and transported to a nearby hospital via air ambulance. Luxembourg's Nature and Forest Agency has confirmed a wolf sighting in the Kirchberg-Clairvaux region, with photographic evidence verifying the predator's presence. While the ANF confirmed the wolf's presence on Friday, its current whereabouts remain unknown. The US Embassy in Luxembourg is among 10 diplomatic missions recommended for permanent closure, according to a confidential State Department proposal obtained by Politico. The plan is part of a broader initiative to reduce the State Department's budget by nearly 50%. Under the proposal, diplomatic responsibilities in these countries would be managed by US embassies in neighbouring nations. In international news, Russia has sentenced four journalists, it said were associated with late opposition leader Alexei Navalny, to 5.5 years in a penal colony, intensifying a crackdown on press freedom and Kremlin critics. The reporters, Antonina Kratsova, Konstantin Gabov, Sergei Karelin and Artem Krieger, all covered Navalny, declared an extremist by Russian authorities, a ruling that remains in force despite his death in an Arctic penal colony last year. And the UK Supreme Court is to deliver a verdict on how a woman should be defined in law. The announcement marks the culmination of a long-running legal battle between the Scottish Government and a women's group. The Scottish Government argues transgender people with a gender recognition certificate, a GRC, are entitled to sex-based protections, while For Women Scotland argues they only apply to people that are born female. The outcome could have far-reaching implications on how sex-based rights apply across the UK. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting off with the Football Champions League, Paris Saint-Germain clung on to reach the semi-finals with a 5-4 aggregate win over Aston Villa, surviving a dramatic 3-2 defeat and a furious second-half comeback from the Premier League side. And Barcelona has survived a Dortmund comeback to reach the semi-finals with a 5-3 aggregate win despite a 3-1 loss in Germany. In tonight's games, Real Madrid play against Arsenal and Inter Milan take on Bayern Munich at home. You can watch this match on RTL Today with a live ticker starting at 9 p.m. And an iconic Hollywood studio lot and the golden sands of Venice Beach are among an array of LA landmarks that will stage events for the 2028 Olympic Games. In an updated list of venues for the Games, LA 28 confirmed venues for surfing, triathlon, baseball, cricket and squash.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It's going to be a grey and rainy middle of the week with lower temperatures to boot. The thermometer will show us something around 6 to 8 degrees on the lower end, going slightly up to 10 to 12 degrees later in the day.